Okay, we're ready to begin. Anun Aleph Amun Aleph Amamar. That's where Rabbi Cohen says we're up to. Amamar, four lines to the bottom. Paisin get lazu, beget lazu. Right? This is talking about in the case where he did a mimer to both. He did a mimer to both, because the Rabbon is saying, Tanakama, you get a get to both. Here's the test. He gives chalitza to the first one. He's also to a relative. What did the kaddish do? Let me tell you something. Shmuel, the other Shmuel chalitza about the chalitza to the chara. How can he pass the chalitza of the second one? The chayrus the chalitza psula because he gave her a get. He weakened the zikam, and a weaker chalitza does not remove a stronger zikam. Leo happens called Ainzik. We know that from the case where the person is married to a Tana, rabbinically, and his sister-in-law, the Gedolah, falls to him. He says that she doesn't want to be in the mine, you can stay married to her. What? No, the second get doesn't count for the Leo. Leo Saber Ezek. In fact, you want to Leo Saber Ezek. Leo Saber Ezek. The Gemara assumes that if they're arguing, they're arguing in that as well. What he's saying, okay, now there's a Yavam and a Yavam Achaz. Right? Two Yavam and one Yavam. Right? So over there, they both gave her a get, and one gives Chalitza. Now, because that's a Shver and Rav, because Rav said, so whenever they can't do Yibum, Chalitza and Chalitza doesn't work. Both would have to give Chalitza, but they have to kill the Rav, Rav, Chalitza, Psul, Shikhalam, and Yakalachim. You have to go to all the brothers, because neither can do Yibum, because they both gave a get. Amalak, Rav, and Maravuna, Baylor, Gamil, Baylor, Rabban, and Sarge, and Zika. No, they're not arguing in Zika. Welcome to get, I'll get to my Macham, I'm a Kalimbuki. They're just arguing if the second get counts for the second Mimer chapter. Amamar. Somebody did mimer twice from Gamil Lemon Nice to get Lushai to the Chalut Club. So I'll take a crime of Saudi, can't marry his relatives, and we'll take a crime of Shia. Frank Gamara, Mikhi, Sovereign Gamil, a mimer, a mimer. So the second mimer didn't count at all. Lushai and Nami just Yavim, so he just did mimer the first one. Why can't he do Yibum the first one? That the Gamara, Xeri, the Masu Yibum, and Lushia, because if Xeri might come to do the Yavim the second one. Not the same level, but they all hold that Mimer has accomplished a lot, more than their Baal Machlekes. Again, it's not the same opinion, but they all give a lot more, they give more credence to Mimer than the one who argues with it. Gamliel has a Maran, and Gamliel is what we just said. And hey, my Macha Mimer, whatever Mimer can accomplish, it accomplishes the first time. Beishamari holds Mimer is the Raisa. Dan Beishamari Oimim. Slice Shachim Shnaim Hem. Dan. Sorry, not Oimim. Dan. Slice Shachim Shnaim Hem. The Sum Shnaim Hem. Three brothers married. Two of them married to two sisters. Echad Nufna. One is single. Made Echad the Bali Achis. One of the husbands of the sisters died. Asaba Mufna Mimer. So now, the Rabbanan would consider this lady coming from two houses. Biblically, she's from the first, and rabbinically, she's from the second. He can keep the lady he did mimer. And Pashas, they hold the mimer is biblical, and it's mamish like a yibum. And therefore, you see the power of mimer that's beyond every other shikah that is even biblical. The Pshimon the Tanya, the Pshimon says, Amulam the Pshimon the Chagamim. He holds that in Gamliel that Mimer only can work one time. But he's misuked. If it works, it can only work once. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work at all. So it's different than Reb Gamliel, who says that Mimer works, but only one time. Pshimon holds, Mimer might work one time, might not work at all, but it can't work more than once. It's talking about a being of a 9-year-old. A 9-year-old should not do Yibum. I'm not going to get involved now. I'm not going to just recite him. The pastor said a 9-year-old cannot do Yibum biblically. So when he lives with his Yibama, it's nothing. Zero. Rabbanan consider it like Mimer. It's like Mimer. And they both lived. What happened was the person died. He left two brothers under the age of Tamitzvah, over nine. And they both lived with her. So they both did Mimer. That's all they could do at that point. So the shaila is what to do. So Shimon says, in B.S. Vishen, B.S. and A.W., you don't have to worry about the second one because you can only have Mimer one. Right? So she was Mizan. But it had nothing to do with the kind of Mimer. The B.S. Vishen, A.W., B.S. Thomas, A.W. So basically, Shimon says that the first one did Mimer. The second one didn't do anything. So he doesn't have, he's not, he just was Mizan was there. It doesn't ask her with their relatives at all. Again, you see that Reb Shimon gives the first mimer more power than the second mimer. It doesn't count the second one. He's not even sure that the first one works. But if it works, it's only the first one, not the second one. Asking the relatives to the second guy. I'm sorry, Dr. Harris, can I tell you a bit about the dishes? You can throw it. I can catch.
Do you want to go? Can you marry the sister of the mother of the woman I'm with?
Oh, what?
When he comes to those,
yes,
areas.
Yes. Good.
But as far as doing the Yibum?
You can't, because the first one can't do Yibum either. I'm Xero. That depends on the Xero before, Maimar, because the first one's a Yibum, we said it's Xero. Right? We just said Rav Gamliel. I don't know what Rav Shimon wrote.
Rav Shimon and the Moshe.
Again, Rav Gamliel also said, hey, Maimar, Maimar. So the Gemara has to let the first one do Yibum. The Gemara said, Xero, then the second one of the Yibum. So I don't know if Rav Shimon agrees to that or not. Benazai, Tatanya, Benazai, Yesh, Maimar, Maimar, Bishnei, Yibum, Yibum, Achas. There's a Maimar where there's two men. Each man has the power of Maimar. The Bein Maimar, Maimar, Bishnei, Yibum, is the other Mechot, because man only has one power of Maimar. So again, at least you see that by one man, he doesn't allow Maimar twice. You use up your power one time. Now, there's two Gerses in Rashi. This is the Gerses Rashi likes. The other Gerses in Rashi is that one man can do Maimer to two Yavamas, but only one man gets the power of Maimer, the exact opposite of what we have in our Gemara. But Nechem Yedetan, Reb Nechem Yedetan, to my tribal, what Ben Adar said.
Yeah, the second one's
mimer
is good
mimer
still, right?
Right, because Rabbana gave each man a power to do one mimer.
That's not that.
It doesn't show you the power of mimer. I don't know, but we're trying to show that these Tanoim give a power to one mimer and don't allow for a second.
Whatever power we have, 100% power.
Right, and if two can do it, then it's not
100%
power.
Okay, so
it's a stira. Not a stira, because all we're, again, all we're trying to show is that this Mandi Amar, when it came to one man, only allowed him to do Mimer one time because he used up 100% of his power. In contrast to the Rabbana that would let one man do Mimer to two Yavam. Yes, Mimer Alchemite. Again, he's saying, I mentioned this a million times, that these Mandamans don't agree with each other. So, Benazza is saying, the Chazal empowered every man to do Mimer one time, and it's 100% of Mimer for him. Each man has 100% of Mimer available to him.
Let's get a riot here to the first side. We'll the Mimer from the A-Man Rock and Mimer official.
Correct.
I want to say, why do you have the first
side? Now, why? Because each one gets a chance to do it. So it doesn't show you how many you can do. All that shows is that Chazal allows each man to do Mimer. Doesn't show it's 100%, not 100%, doesn't show anything. What? It doesn't. Thank you. He holds a Bia Psula stops it all. No mimer or death to work after the insula. Not the insula is like mimer. So we see at least that type of mimer cuts it off 100%. But the insula is mimer shagir mimer cut in a grand club. Again, that doesn't mean that the whole day mimer a mimer. All it means is when you do a biyipsula, which is a biyipsula which we treat like mimer, that cuts it 100%. A certain type of mimer, which is a biyipsula, which works biblically, cuts it 100%. Kedzer asa mimer. Now, the Gemara is bothered by the fact that the Mishnah got into something else. It didn't explain yet how to get mimer out of mimer. It started talking about, you know, one man with one woman doing a get and a mimer and a bia and a chalitza. Meaning the Bryce and the Mishnah didn't elaborate on the cases. This is all okay. You want to figure out exactly how it works? Figure it out yourself. We're not going to write the case. This is what we require. We want you to do mimer and zarabia. This is proper. It doesn't have to be done that way. You could do bia straight. That's what we're saying. It's not improved to Ravuna, because the Mishnah might just say you're allowed to do it this way, not that you have to do it this way.
And you didn't do mimer.
So you didn't have to do mimer. Again, the Mishnah said, the Mishnah said, also mimer bar has who commits also. Does that mean that this is the way you're supposed to do it? Or is this the way it also works?
The opposite of evil. No, what does it mean?
The mitzvah of evil.
Okay,
not mitzvah of mimer. No, no. The mitzvah of evil.
No, I've done mimer.
Again. The Mishnah says you do mimer and then live with her, you've done the mitzvah properly. Which mitzvah properly? Yibum. Mashma, if you skip mimer, you're not doing the mitzvah of Yibum properly. Which is a right to Ravuna. And for the Gemara, no. The Mishnah didn't mean to say it's not proper. It means to say this is also a proper way of doing it.
Maybe
if you don't do it this way, maybe. Yeah. A proof means 100%. If I have another way of learning the Mishnah, then I haven't proven anything.
I don't see that side at all.
Why not?
It's either going to be this is the best way, or it's
a way.
A way.
That's what the Gemara's answer. It's a way.
But maybe it means...
Maybe means it's not a proof. Because once you use the word maybe, that means maybe not.
No, originally the board said,
this is the only way.
Maybe Ravuna meant, if you don't do it this way, it's not...
He didn't say that. He said, this is the... Why are you adding words to that? Always...
What did he say?
The way to do it is to do my med and to be it.
Maybe this is your problem. This is the way of doing it.
It's not even rabbinic or biblical.
Mimer?
Yes. That means biblically, can I do Yibam without mimer? How can you tell me you're not yet to the mitzvah?
What's your
point, Dave? He said, this is the way Rabbanon wants you to do the mitzvah.
But it didn't
your age. Well, the Gemara says, hey, I didn't give it a guy Malkus for doing it that way. Sweet said, but it didn't hurt the mitzvah. Gubamer Huna, Tati Gemara, Shita, why would I think it's not the mitzvah to do my reverse? Even though I'm not right to my baby, I have to pork him on his Ekasi Gomer. According to Mishnah, my mind would take away evil. So I ain't a lot of mitzvah covered. Maybe the Rabbanon, you would think the Rabbanon don't want you doing mimer before evil. They don't want you starting off with something that's different. The Mashmalon, what? You see, Beishamai says mimer is a circumventing the mitzvah of evil. It's doing it a different way. Yeah. So we would think that the Rabbanon don't want you doing something that circumvents anything. Kamash Malone said, that's not John. Rabbanon said, you can do mimer, then you. You do Kedushin, then you live with her. Involve us in mimer, come on. Involve us in mimer, Chita. The kind of the Yodin, involve us in mimer. The mimer is worthless after you live with her. Laban bought the Laban recover. Same thing about the time you like him on the smartness, it makes it sound like you violated something. The drop on him. Your kind of, but you get Malchus Martis to drop on it. The Rav Man, the Rav used to give Malchus to the following people. One of them, Mekadosh Shavio. He went, that was the beginning of his marriage. No Arison. He went straight into Arison's Rubio. Umar the Mekadosh Meshuka did it in the middle of the public. Umar the Mekadosh Meloy Shaduki, there was no engagement. Again, zero to Kedusha right away. We don't want that. Umar the Mavato Gita. One is the Kedusha Rubio. But one is Kedusha with money, but without Shidduch, without being engaged. Vada Mavato Hita, one is Mavato again, he writes again, then he's Mavato with it, and makes his wife crazy, and she is, you know, because she had to get them to work for him. Vada Mavato Hita, he tells Ada before he writes to get that he doesn't mean it. Vada Punkish Sluka Drap on him. One, who is Mavato, a Shidduch Drap on him, a Shidduch Drap on him. Somebody who keeps the cherem on him for 30 days and doesn't go to pass at the top of the shante and ask that the cherem be removed. Balkasta the door bechamul and a son-in-law who lives by mommy, my mother-in-law. The door has the call of Lord just living there, how about visiting? Well, Rahul the call of Abba to make a move and not give him shashis. Shashis gave him Malkas just for visiting. But the Gemara, who made them have a diet like a month said? There was a previous chashad that they're messing around. But the Gemara didn't. The Gemara. I guess I failed you. I didn't remember. The Gemara. The cool and mangy rival, I have to ask him if he lived on a rum called the Robin, because he didn't go to the Chassidah, and I was checking him, they would go to the Chassidah. I have to ask him if he loved your mother. I didn't make it out with you. I made it out with him. You know what I mean? You should have done that. Impossible, but if I wouldn't bet for $1,000, that's for sure not. What? The Gaharmi, the Kula, and Manga Rabbi, and Makai's Rabbi, and Shidduchi. He only gave Malkus the covenant of Makai's Rabbi without Shidduchi. Think he's not Rabbi with Shidduchi Nami? Shimpeach himself. Makai's Rabbi, even when the Shidduch is Shimpeach. Sarava, Kate's in Maifer. What is Maifer? That's more Kassa, the Shabbat Kassa, the Yerba Money, or Shabbat Kassa, who was star. Kate's at, and then the price ends with something that has nothing to do with Maifer. So the price interrupts. We can more interrupt the star Kate's at. So why is the price to write something else? The price wants to know how to consider it. Customer, I'm not pointing. My point is, I was just wanting to mend your life. I accept my Islamic wasn't to feed her Levina so to take care of her Karoi appropriately. The last six to bust out the survival region, the Tsuba is on the first husband to say. The last time I mentioned, you know what Rabbi Adam is saying. However, there is a takana that the second one would have to pay at his own fate. Conditionally, they call him in a deal. We don't want a marriage that's easy to break up. But I mean, I buy the rabbi. Most of my dad's normally have to crash his name, and he has to curse with another. The guy gave his Yavama again. And he said, I'm divorcing you, but you can't marry anybody else. Now, wow. Get Yavama to Rabbi Adam. Get Yavama is rabbinic. Get the money basis is money to Yavama. A get that works by a married lady, works by his mama. Get to learn the honey basis, just let the honey be mama. The guy gave his wife his get, it wouldn't work. So it wouldn't be considered a get by year or two, they can do give him. I do him, but I look at the gita. People will say, it was a get. I'm a little, I see the boss look at the gita. The pastor will have a fakonim out if you also the Yoruba Alma, he gives a piece of paper. I'm going to read the pastor, people will say to get. I'm a little, I see the boss of the kuna. There, a piece of paper wouldn't do anything to his wife if he were married to her. The guy gives his wife to get the Yatim Teres to Kulagam, it's still Pathas with Lakuna. Because the guy gives a goose and a Yisrael Yakaku, meaning the Yisrael, that's the word. I feel like this guy said, Yisrael Yakaku. Meaning, even if he just wrote her to get to him, but he didn't permit her to anybody else, which is impossible to get. But it's called a Reyah Haget, right? A Reyah Haget. So if I said Lakuna to Reyah Haget, I think it's rabbinic. What? What? Because they're not divorced. You can't write a get and keep her tied to you. Amar Rabbi Bachav, Hari Amru Amru Lecha de Lavler. Guy says to a Sefer, Ksav get my Rusati, who is in divorce already. But he says, right as the Shem, Ksav Asi Shana, that I will divorce her after I marry her. To get Yashan, but the evidence works. Hari said, get, and it's real, well, the guy, she can divorce her now, so he can write a get for future. The Yitzhak Ba'almu that he didn't marry yet, and yet, but they shouldn't be under the guy, she didn't marry her yet, so he write a get. Why Rabbi Bachom will be them tomorrow, even that he's a Bekar Rusasid under. The Maitan is a bond. And therefore, he can write the get based on the fact that there's a bond. He can write it, and people will get for after he marries or after he does Yibum. Nothing to do with Zika. I hate the word. I don't like the word Kasha. I don't like to use the word Zika. The bond that you can't marry anybody else. I don't want to get involved in yet Zika. Kasha. I don't hate the word Zika. I hate the use of the word Zika too many times. Right. I know. I'm trying to. I don't want to keep you with Abba Mimer, but my he didn't make a Mimer. Why? See, there's no connection, and therefore, he can't write a get because he still hasn't linked himself to her. Thank you. My Rukhana, your cousin, get Lucy Castle, and my memorial, and my marvelous cousin. Can the person gear his get to either trust the Mimer or trust the Zika? Now, Mimer, Luya, Zika, Karami, Mimer, and Magar, Shlasi, should they work together? And therefore, writing for one is like being Megarish and have a wife. Megarish has to be for the club. But the Baha'i Lechudi Koi, Baha'i Lechudi Koi, they're separate things. You can divorce one, not the other. You want to swim to Rabbah. Some of Rabbah can't look us and get them tomorrow and just arrest them. But Rabbah says that there's two women there, and he even gets to one, he gave a mimer to one, and then go to a get, his brother can be Miyam the other one. There was a lush that even he could be Miyam the other one. So you see clearly you can remove the mimer without removing the Zika. The Gemara, the Rabbi, she learned when I even going to my take. So the Gemara had to call it to us. So it says that Mimer doesn't work after Chalitza. Question is, Mimer is Kedushin. Chalitza is a love. Chalitza is a love. Kedushin is Faisa and Machaiba love. I'm Rabbi Yudam Rab, Zudim Rabbi Kiva, I'm in Kedushin, Faisa and Machaiba love. This goes like a Kiva who says Kedushin is not Faisa and Machaiba love. Have a Chamna Mimer? Yes, after Chalitza Klum, you can make Kedushin after Chalitza. Affecting a bar in the muscle of the Kiva. Tani Reisha, the Reisha says, nothing gets to us in Mimer. Chiefly gets colleagues, right? Because the way we learn, get is only rabbinic, so Mimer works afterwards. The Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva has a passing that says, Kiva the other get him on about Mimer. The time we learn, the Kiva, I'm not even making get, leave them to Shnes, well, over the Lamas. To give a get to Yavama, you can never do Mimer, you can't do Mimiyadmer, do Mimer, you never do Kabbalah, you can't just soak up. Shokha is an extra word. I just said that you can borrow a reason to marry her. Talking about a guy that divorced his wife and she married somebody else. I said, Shuluach, to say that even once you gave a get to Yavama, she becomes banned. So Mimer can't work. I'm going to get Yavama and I'm going to knock the bomb, but this is only not enough. No, nobody says you can do Mimer after Chalitza. But you can do Mimer after what is he going to do? Where is this? What is this? I have no idea what you're reading. Right, you can be made Kedushin after Chalitza. It wouldn't be my word. It would be Kedushin. You're marrying her. You can marry Chalitza. It's illegal, but it's valid. There's no mimer. Mimer is over. But all mimer is an act of acquisition of kedusha. So that works for chalutza, unless you learn like a mekiva day kedusha tzayis b'chayin alav. Zog tigamar tanyan amiyachi. Amar Rabbi. Ein advar malolu the Mishnah that says the mimer doesn't work after chalutza. Alul the dibur mekiva shayu chalutza kareta. Yes, after Chalitza Klum, after Chalitza there is Kedushin. Rabbi Eimer, and here comes Rabbi, and this is going to be six Shalkim in the Machlokes Rabbi Rabbah, and I split it to two questions. Rabbi Eimer, and I said, Dr. Harris said, don't ask for six Shalkim. I didn't. I asked for three, and then I asked for another three. Rabbi Eimer, I am the side of Monshi Kitchen with Shemishus, only if you marry her. And the Kitchen with Shemyap, you think you're being Miyapmer, and after Chalitza Klum. So what's the machlokes about? So the first three terutzim will approach it one way, and the second three terutzim will approach it another way. That's why three and three is a fair split up. I'm going to write some night time. What? Guy did chalitza, and then he did mimer. And he thought he was doing gibbon. Mimer for Yavama. And he did mimer, which is an act of kedushin. I bought him saying he's married to her, because kedushin is time for chayv alavim. And Rabbi says he meant gibbon, and therefore it's not, it doesn't work. Now, the complexion is, he wanted to acquire her, he did an act of acquisition. So what if he thought she was Yavama? That's the issue. What's the machlokes about? It's the same woman. That's what we're talking about. The Torah might be a high decreases. Gets involved in the Makoikas, which long as Sir Jacobin was a guy's Makai said, sorry, after Khalid says a cow at all. It's long as it's high decreases. Yes. He did Khalid, the Torah, according to his love, is a high decreases. No, it's the right, it's allowed.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's
a drabbana. Touch the evidence, it's a drabbana. Take it back. But now it's biblical. Right. Trying to take it to biblical. Don't think of my life. I'm going to have you my time with the Rabbi Asuka. I didn't see you here. Imagine like somebody that dug beneath the agar. Meaning, the Kassavar Shloye. He wasn't the Koykani. He wasn't thinking about kingdom. The way Rashi explains it, he thought he was assuming his brother's marriage, not that he was acquiring her. He wasn't acquiring her. He was just stepping into his brother's shoes. It's like a guy that's digging in the gas field, scepter, but he thinks it's his own. There's no kavona for acquisition. Now, Abai disagrees. You're still acquiring. He is acquiring her. Granted from the brother, but he's still acquiring her. Right? He made a mistake. Who's real it is? Look, he knew he was acquiring the coming. He said, Mimer Yavama. So Rabbi Zahra, Mimer Yazika Rabbi. Mimer only works when there is a Zika. Meaning the abundance that comes of Mimer was based on the bond of Zika. But Chalitza of Kata, the Chalitza took it away, the Zika. So Mimer Yavama can't work because the mechanism of Mimer Yavama required a bond. There's a separate takonic called Mimer, and that separate takonic of Mimer can work now as Kedushin. Mikari Amalu is actually Mimer Yavama Milan Mahani. Before he did Chalitza, he could have done it Hashanami Mahani because it's not dependent on any bond. Rabbi Amar, I don't love my Mimer Yavama Milan Mahani. Rabbi says everybody agrees that would work. Mikari Amalu is actually the Zikas Yavama. He spoke out that he wants the bond. He wants it to work with the bond, and there is no bond. That is why he has Zika. Mimer works with Zika. Vasa Chalitza Vavkata with Zika, and therefore, since Mimer works with Zika, meaning, right, if he does it this way, he could have done Mimer independently, but if he says he wants to do it with Zika, it works that way. There's no Zika here. But if I have Zika, it doesn't make a difference what he said. It's not the Zika, he can say whatever he wants, it works independently. Everybody agrees if he wants it to work with the Zika, it doesn't work. What happened over here is he did a get, then he did Chalitza. So it's a week for Chalitza. And then he did Mimer. So Rabbanu Tanaita Chalitza Psula. And then he did Chalitza. We went through this and we didn't understand it last time because we don't know what he's supposed to do, right? What else can he do? That was our problem, which I believe is on the day. So far, I'm not any smarter, but that was our problem. Now I started Chalitza Psula by Terrace. And therefore, there's no Zika. So there's no Zika Shivamim that he can make Mimer work with. Mimer Chalitza Psula, and if a Terrace in the store, remnant of Zika that the Mimer Yavamim can work with. Can you make a condition? And it's talking about he made the chalitza on the tonight. You have to double it. We learned out from the Sinai. We went through this on Friday that Sinai is a Chiddush HaTaira. You can make words that affect an act. Really, your words should not be able to direct an act. Act stronger than words. The Torah gave you a right to make tzai with the Torah laws of tzai. According to one of the Elmar, you have to speak out both sides. If yes, yes. If no, no. So it said, Einach HaKhalid Tekloh. But it was going back on B as well. And it should have said, Einach HaBiyakloh, Einach HaKhalid Tekloh. So it's like, Mark, it's not Einach HaBiyakloh. By Robert, I'm going to say, Einach HaBiyakloh. I have a kind of did not say HaKhalid Tekloh. As far as you want, Malushok, I think people like, rather talk about Yvon Malushok. Every day, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, we had Benazir before. Now you Benazir, you guys might have a Mimer, stay in one, you want Machas. Every man the power to do a Mimer. They might have a Mimer, you stay in one with your Mechas. They didn't give a man power to do Mimer twice. Case is Mimer Lazu. Lame and Messiah is a Shmuel. Lame and Shmuel calls the Baal of Mimer and Nifter Teresa. Says, Mimer Lazu, Mimer Lazu. Right. The case was he did Mimer to both. Sorry, Mimer Lazu, Vachalif Lazu. We think that the Mishnah is recommending that when you do Mimer to one, you should do Chalitza to the other. Because once you did Mimer, that won't work for the other one. Because it's Chalitza Psuva. Like Shmuel. And if you don't learn that way, and you want to learn that the Mishnah is allowing you to do Chalitza to the other, that's Shuvta the Rebbe Yaisa, who said you should never do Chalitza to the other. That the Rabbi Tani Chalit, Chalitza Tani Diyavet, as far as we got. I never recorded this.